Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. New Year's celebrations around the globe have been far more muted than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it was no different in New York Times Square. The ball dropped, the confetti flew through the air, but the crowds weren't there. Ali Jamil is a store owner nearby who says he's hoping for a better year ahead.
We are dreaming to come back again like before, you know? We hope so.
It was a different scene in Las Vegas, where thousands turned out on the strip to celebrate the new year, despite pleas by Nevada's governor. California is reporting more than 25,000 people in the state have now died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. California now joins New York and Texas in the grim tally. Several states are moving seniors higher on the priority list for COVID vaccine distribution. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports more state officials are seeing a more urgent need to reach the group of people most likely to need hospital care.
Federal guidelines give states some latitude in who to prioritize for vaccination. Tennessee has now decided to start vaccinating anyone over 75 as early as next week, whether they're in a nursing home or not. Dr. Lisa Piercy, who leads the state's Department of Health, says seniors make up a majority of hospitalizations in the state and even a higher percentage of the deaths.
It allows us to vaccinate our highest risk Tennesseans earlier, regardless of their employment status or their industry. And the crux of all of our decision-making is risk.
Colorado, Florida, and Texas are also moving seniors to the front of the line, in part to respond to unanticipated delays in vaccine distribution. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent New Year's greetings to his people in what he called difficult times. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, it's the first time since Kim came to power in 2011 that he delivered the message in a handwritten letter instead of a televised address.
Kim pledged to work hard to usher in a new era in which, he wrote, the ideals and desires of our people will come true. Kim may have skipped the TV speech this year because he's due to speak at a Congress of the ruling Workers' Party in the coming days. He's expected to lay out a roadmap for his country's economic policies for the next 5 years and possibly hint at plans for ties with Seoul and Washington. Kim has admitted that the last economic five-year plan had failed to reach its goals as the economy was hammered by international sanctions, typhoons and floods, and the coronavirus. The North still claims not to have a single case of COVID-19. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
This is NPR. Georgia's critical senatorial runoff vote is coming up in 5 days, but Senator David Perdue is quarantining after coming in contact with a staffer who's infected with COVID-19. Tuesday's vote will decide control of the U.S. Senate. As of today, Australia has new lyrics for its national anthem. In a New Year's Eve announcement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the line, "For we are young and free," has now been changed to "We are one and free." He says it reflects a spirit of unity. French jazz pianist and composer Claude Bolling has died at the age of 90. Bolling wrote over 100 film scores, but NPR's Anastasia Tsiulkas tells us he's best known in the U.S. for a different recording.
The album that Claude Bolling made with French flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal combines sparkling French jazz with classical music, and it stayed on the Billboard classical charts for an astonishing 530 consecutive weeks. Bolling was a teen jazz prodigy who went on to write arrangements for Brigitte Bardot and Juliette Gréco. But his suite for flute and jazz piano made him internationally famous and led to a series of similar recordings with musicians like Yo-Yo Ma. Anastasia Tsiulkas, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.